You better bring your paper and pen, because today we're going to run from one end of the world to another end of the world. And somehow, the Holy Spirit is going to glue it together, as He said it to me this morning at 3:15. So I can take this down. Now that we had communion, see, it is very important that we have communion with a purpose. If you know what I mean, purpose, I mean not just symbolically thinking what it did for us 2,000 years ago, but what He's doing for us now. Because we are taking the baton for what Jesus left behind. So communion is not something of the past. Communion is a living thing that is alive every day. That's why it is good to have communion. This thing keeps falling off. It's good to have communion every day with Jesus. Okay? So whatever church decided to do once a week, once a month, or whatever, that's the church problem, not mine. But what I'm trying to say is that we must bring communion and bring it a living thing, because communion brings power. Power to be able to preach the gospel with such a boldness. Power to be able to heal the sick, the brokenhearted, to bring healing. And I thank God, you know. I thank God what's happened to our king's table. Because family, that is it. Up there on the king's table is where the rubber meets the road. See, up there is when the people that are hurting, that are lost, that are brokenhearted, that want to start a new life, they're up there. You see, boys and girls made one mistake in life, maybe two, maybe three, like us. And because of one mistake, the life had been shaken and went out of direction. But when we see our beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ up the king's table, I want to thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to thank Doug this morning for his servant heart. He just popped in out of the blue. I didn't know. Unexpected. Come and check us up. I want to thank Susie that faithfully comes. I want to thank Sharon. I remember your name, praise God. That's a miracle, you know. I've been asking my wife the whole 2 days, Sharon. Yes, I want to thank you, Sharon, for your heart, for the poor and the brokenhearted. I want to thank Nigel. Praise God, Nigel, he came from a broken life. And now, 6 months later, where are you, Nigel? He's gone, he's somewhere. Nigel, not only that he's been restored, but now he's a servant serving the poor and the brokenhearted. Isn't it amazing to turn around? I wanted to thank Chris, they come once a fortnight, and Janet, they actually bought together as a husband wife together. I want anybody else, who I've forgotten it. Daniel and Hazel, yes, for 6-7 months, Daniel and Hazel, they've been servants, faithfully serving God. They're taking a break. So Adam is taking a break and see what God is doing in the future with Adam. But I want to stop right here, and then if I haven't forgotten anybody, I want to thank my wife, wonderful Grace. She's been faithfully supporting me 100%. I've seen her putting her hands on the grease, on the pots and pans, until the skin comes off. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to honor my wife together with all of you that have served God by serving the poor. Can we give God a clap offering here tonight? Come on. Woo! This is exciting, church. This King's Table is exciting. And life have been changed. People have been born again. Seeds have been planted every Friday. And every Friday, God is faithful. And people turn to Jesus. Yes, sometimes people get saved 3-4 times. It's okay. That's not wrong. That when I was a young Christian, I got saved 5 times. I want to thank Gift. He's been a big part of on the King's Table. Thank you, Gift. I honor you for you've been doing for King's Table and for Jesus Christ. I want to thank Holy Spirit, what's his name? Ben. Is that right? Praise God. I'm remembering names. That's amazing. Ben, I want to honor you for your sacrifice to come to King's Table and make a difference in people's life. Amen. And sorry if I've forgotten any of you. forgive me, I can't remember anybody. Oh, those two young Korean girls. In the last couple of weeks, they've been coming, also been serving the poor. We got so much to thank God for, family. We got so much to thank for, amen. And sometimes it's hard, but the job must be done. Amen? The job must be done because the fruits are there. Wow, that's just the beginning. That's awesome. On the 31st of December, I, together with my wife, we're driving with a car to go to Logan to connect to some Christian family to celebrate the new year with Christ together with a Christian family. And as we were driving along, not many cars on the road, and M1, down the M1, and must have been around the 7 o'clock on the evening, and my wife noticed on the right hand side there was this unusual clouds, extremely unusual, almost you kind of say, wow, now the wow factor, this is so different. I've never seen anything like that. So as she turned, she pointed the finger, I turned around and slowed down the car. And as I see, there was a formation of clouds, and the shape was so unusual that, and the sunset was just right behind that. I got shook. God shook me first with that picture, and then in a loud voice, and that's only happened to me 3 times now. Oh, by the way, this month is my 30th birthday as a servant of God. It's my birthday today. I'm 30 years old. So praise God, thank you, Daddy, that you brought me so far, long way and stretch. And as I look at it, and the loud voice of God the Father, because I know the difference between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and he said to me, son, 2015 is the year of paradox. And I said, what paradox? I'll be honest with you, because English is not my first language. I heard that word before, but I've never used it before. So I asked my wife, and she was Googling it, and I said, what? Within 2 seconds, God again said, Father, Psalm 2015 will be the year of paradox. I said, wow. I knew even without understanding what it was sounding huge. Within a few minutes, I realized what God meant. It's a paradox between good and evil. Listen up now, family. God Daddy said paradox between good and evil. Paradox means extreme. Between light and darkness. Thank you, ma'am. Light and darkness, good and evil, light and darkness. 2015, this is it, family. We are beginning 2015. The prophets are saying, because I'm in touch with the HIM, I'm in touch with the general ministry of Cindy Jacob, because I used to be part of the ministry worldwide. I'm in touch with Rick Joyner and other prophets around the world. And guess what? God's saying the same thing. Not just that, the year of paradox of extreme. Be ready, family. This is for us for today. We are in the beginning of 2015. All right? And light and darkness will be exposed like never before. Good and evil will be exposed like never before. We're talking about the church, Israel, and the rest of the world. We're going to see segments in part of good and evil, light and darkness. The enemy, like never before, will expose himself as he truly is. He will no longer hide himself in the darkness, but he will be exposed in the light. And that was on the 7th o'clock on the 31st, at 3 o'clock in the morning on the 1st of January, My wife could not speak Greek. She wake up. It was too hot, too humid. It's been like this for the last few weeks. And she went outside, and there was an horrific picture of darkness with arms and wings and right on. It was so almost cover half of the sky, but something in the center of it kind of started with a little light. Small little light, but as it went, it became bigger, 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 and that light eventually overcame the darkness. And the Lord says again, 2015 will be a year of paradox between darkness and light and darkness, and good and evil. So, family, mishpoha, now I'm going to try to, in my very simple words, translate what the Lord has shown me. And it's much more, because this is an ongoing, progressing, ongoing revelation. Amen? Yes. Amen? So, I'm one of those guys, Pentecostal, born again. I like shout hallelujah. I like say praise the Lord. And I like to swing on the chandelier. Unfortunately, a chandelier too high here will damage me. So, when I say amen, I like a response so that you will keep awake. Otherwise, where's my bottle? Oh, I got a bottle here and we'll baptize in water in Jesus' name. Okay, you guys know me, most of you. Some of you don't know me, we'll learn. Take all of this with a sand, grain of sand, and receive what the Holy Spirit confirms in your heart. And because we're on a different level in our walk with Christ, some of us will get that much, some of us will get that much, some this much, some this much, and some of us will get nothing. But I'm hoping that you at least you get something. Amen? Okay. We've done the communion. Thank you, Jesus. This is not only the year of paradox, but 2015 has been declared the year of Shemitah. Everybody says Shemitah. All together, Shemitah. Shemitah is a Hebrew word. It means seventh year. Okay, seventh year. And that is the year of rest. If it's any farmer's year, on a Shemitah year is the year that you do not toil the land. You just let it rest and be. Anyone in our transformation, we is the year of the day of rest, like we do on the Sabbath, right? Sabbath is the seventh day. Shemitah is the seventh year. Seventh year of rest. Rest what? Under the wings of the Most High God. Okay? Very important that we the year of resting and waiting upon Him. And that is also the year of paradox, darkness and light, good and evil. But it's also the year of Shemitah, which is a year of rest. And when you rest, that is blessing comes with it. Because when you rest, is a time of refreshing. Is a time that God will speak to you of your mandate for this year. Amen? So some of you, and I'll turn page, in this year, you're going to have to take time to seek God and ask Him what you specifically wants me to do. We know things that we need to do. For example, feeding the hungry, King's table, it's a commandment. We all in one way or another need to do that, and we need volunteers. I'm actually, thank you, Holy Spirit, I need one or two who wants to be trained as a cook, because we always want to prepare ourselves, because what's happening is that as we, people are volunteering, they're working, and God gives them a job. So Adam needed to get a job full-time, and he found a job full-time now. God is blessing him because of his faithfulness. You see, people need to have financial means to be able to support themselves. Unfortunately, that is the truth. So now we got somebody else, but I believe that people that are working in King's Table, they will find the job either part-time or full-time, so we're ongoing looking for people who want to be trained as a cook or whatever. All right, and I'll stop there just because it is important for us to carry on. You know what I mean? We need to carry on, right, Grace? We need to move on. So we want to be ready. So 2015 is a year of turnaround, year of rest. Okay? Now, for people that have been waiting for a long time and situation have not changed, it might be a financial situation, a job. And I know that some of you here have been waiting for a job patiently. And I say 2015 will be your year that God will turn around. Not with your own strength, but God will do it in 2015. Can you say amen to that? It's the year of turnaround. Who told you that? Well, praise God, God spoke to me clearly. But there are other prophets that are saying the same thing. And I mentioned the names later on. So this is the year of turnaround. The year of Shemitah, the seventh year of rest. You must ask God, Lord, as I'm resting and serving the church, what is specifically you want me to do? Very important that you have the mandate, not just to serve the church, but your own personal mandate. And that is 2015. It says here that that we must enter in a time of rest. It doesn't mean that you don't do nothing. No, you must enter in a time of rest, have an intimacy, spending time, more time than normal, with Christ, the Holy Spirit, and rest and wait. Amen? Rest and wait. Write that down because I believe that is very, very important. And we need to readjust or adjust our timetable. I'm being practical now. If, like some of us, are overloaded. Hello, Grace. Hello. Some of us are overloaded of things to do. Okay, and this year is the time to readjust, refocus, and wait upon God and rest upon Him, and He will give you the direction that you need to go. Amen? You find when you do that, you'll be walking in power. All right? You will not be wasting time, but you'll be walking in power and you'll be restful. You will not struggle. You will not go against the current, but you will be flowing with the Holy Spirit. 2015 is the year of Shemitah. So Shemitah, it is good, time of rest, give the land a rest to get strength again. Also for us, a year to get strength again. It's very, very important. Now, 2015, number five in Hebrew represents grace. So 2015, five is grace. The Lord says we're going to be needing much grace this year, more than ever before, because of so much evil and darkness will be exposed. There'll be such a spiritual warfare that unless we walk on much grace, and write that down, much grace, we will not be able to defeat the enemy. Amen? Wave at me up there in the back so you can see, you can hear me. Very important, 2015. In a Jewish calendar, this year is 5,775. Am I right? Yeah, 5,775. Yes, it's here. And yeah, 5,775. That's the Jewish calendar. So we got two fives. So what the Lord signed for this year, we will be needing double grace for double portion. Are you there? Double portion. Yes, there's going to be a lot of evil, a lot of shaking up. We're going to see a financial world meltdown close towards the end of the year, beginning to see. I've written it down and see if it comes to pass or not. On the 28th of September, if I might say to you, will be our last of the red blood moon. 28th of September, 2015 will be the last of the red blood moon. We're going to be speaking a bit about that. There's been four red blood moons from 1495 with a Jewish Inquisition in Spain. Then there's been one in 67 when Israel became a capital city. Israel became a free nation again after 2,000 years. There was another one 20 years later when Jerusalem became the capital city of Israel. That's the third lot of strata red blood moons. And I've got it all here. That's right. I just never make sure I don't get those that's wrong. Yeah? And then the last one, after 500 years, family, the last lot of four red blood moons started last year in April. There was one in October last year. In March this year, there's going to be a full eclipse. Follow straight after that in April by the second last red blood moon. And then on the 28th of September will be the last red blood moon. What that doesn't mean? Let's go to Book of Acts, chapter 2. Are you still with me? Yeah, good. Chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to verse 19. I will show miracles in the sky and on the earth. Blood, fire, and thick smoke. Verse 20. The sun will become dark, the moon red as blood, before the overwhelming and glorious day of the Lord will come. Verse 21. Then anyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Family, what I'm trying to encourage you and bring you to picture. God Almighty Yahweh speaks to the supernatural. He speaks to the heavenlies and the galaxies. He brings signs and wonders to tell his church of his intentions. He always speaks to the prophets before does anything. And through history, from the beginning to the end of the Bible, God always used supernatural events. Like the stars, the moon. For example, one coming to mind when the Star of David showed the magis where Jesus was born. When Joshua in the battle, God stopped the sun for 24 hours so Joshua could finish the job nicely. And many other occasions, God will use nature, we use the world, to bring news and signs and wonders to his children, to warn the children, wake up, and it's time to move forward. Amen? Can you wave at me there in the back? Thank you, sir. Ma'am. That's exciting. So I'm bringing you now the good news. Time of Shemitah. Time of turnaround 2015. But also the time, as I say here before, of paradox. Extreme between light and darkness and good and evil. So if you can somehow visualize this picture, in one side the kingdom of God in Israel is going to be powering and pumping in the spirit, right, with a great awakening happening in Israel towards the end of the year. Hallelujah. Follow what an awakening in prayer. Towards the end of the year, there's going to be such a momentum. It's already started, but it's going to be a momentum. It's going to increase. The prayer is going to become, already it is, but it's going to become more powerful than never before because the time is right. There's going to be a renewal and an awakening to the church towards the poor and the brokenhearted. Yes, church, we probably were a church of loving care, but somehow through years of serving, there's been an awareness and tiredness. The church has become tired of doing good. The Bible said we must continue doing good because at the right time, we will reap a harvest. But the church in general has become weary and tired of serving the brokenhearted. And the servants, and we see it ourselves. We have many people that need to be ministered to. They just want somebody to hear their cry. And we haven't got not enough people to be able to sit down and listen to the cry of the poor and the brokenhearted. Hello? Wave at me if you're still with me. That is the truth. We're going to take the good and the bad, church. Yes, many churches used to get known as a church that loves, but we become weary and tired of continuing to love. I know. Are you excited? Amen? There's a little bit more to come. So this is the good news. There's going to be an awakening. There's going to be on the side of the light a such awakening of mighty revival. This year, I've been praying and serving God with my wife for now, personally, 30 years. For such a time as this. I've been practicing for 30 years. I've seen over 500,000 souls to the kingdom in the last 25 years, 27 years. I've seen 15,000 people get baptized in the Spirit, rolling on the dust, full on fire for God. I've seen the blind, the lame, cancer falling off from people's breasts. I've seen everything under the sun. But there is nothing in compare with what you and I are going to be experiencing this year, 2015, the year of paradox between good and evil. Let's give God a clap offering here tonight. Come on. What are you been waiting for? This year is the beginning of the paradox. And that's why I'm so excited. In Jesus' name. What else? 2015, the year Shemitah. This is the good things. Then we're going to talk about the things not as good. That's going to shake the church and the world. Hallelujah. Yes, there's going to be a move of compassion and love. Again, back to the church towards the poor and the lost. Yes, Israel this year would begin to experience a great awakening like never before. I know. I've sit down with Siddetic Jews. You know the Jews with the little curly around the side? I was traveling from Ukraine to Germany, and there was a plane was full of people. And as I was one of the last to sit on the back, I saw as I was walking towards my seat, I give you testimony, I saw this Siddetic, I can't remember the name, Jew, which is extremely traditional Jew, sitting on the window. I had a seat on the passenger side, on aisle, and there was nobody in the middle. And I knew as I walked in there, the Holy Spirit told me clearly, he's going to ask you what you're doing in this nation of Ukraine. So as I sit down, I say hi. He responded. He had the Torah. You know, rabbis don't speak to Gentiles very much because we are dogs, unclean. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit told me to start a conversation. And he, by the grace of God, I was ready. I knew what he was going to ask me. And he said, sir, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here to help the Holocaust survivors and the ghetto survivors. We run soup kitchen. Hallelujah, that's my life. Run soup kitchen to many ghetto survivors. And as soon as he heard that, his countenance just, and his face dropped, his mouth dropped down 3 inches. He said, you as a Gentile helping my people? Why? He was shocked. He was genuinely shocked. He said, because the Messiah, Jesus Christ, has told us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, Jewish first, and then Gentiles. And soon as that, he had tears. Honestly, family, mishpacha, tears rolling down like my sweat now. And rolling down and sobbing. And he reached out his arm and he hugged me. And he's never done that before, I know that. And the Holy Spirit came upon the situation. And he said, thank you, sir. Thank you for what you and your Gentiles are doing to my people. The bridges have been broken down. We are building bridges of love. No hate anymore. Family, let's give God a clap offering for what he is doing to the world today. That's real. That's real. It's real. And that's what God is doing in Ukraine, in Russia. There's been more than 1 million Jewish people that have left former Soviet Union. Let my people go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 16. Let my people go from the land on the north. Jeremiah 16, 34 to 37. That is what the Holy Spirit is saying. There was a time with the ministry of Olim. We were there. They said there will be of fishmen. Verse 37. We were there as a limb to fish Holocaust survivors, ghetto survivors. Love them to feed them and soup kitchens and clothes and the things that we're doing here, the same thing. And because of that, the Jewish people say, but you're Christians. You persecuted us. You took us to the Holocaust. You murdered us. You killed 6 million of us. But then the Holy Spirit came. Because we love you, Messiah, Yeshua Mashiach, your Messiah, wants to tell you, he loves you. The life changed. I've seen personally 7,000 Jewish people turning to the Messiah and send them back to Israel. Amen? Jesus Christ, he's alive. Woo! Let's get excited. Let's give God a clap offering here today. Come on. We are living prophecy. We are living prophecy. I can give you 30, 40, 50 scriptures that talks about Israel and the end times. God has not finished with Israel. God loves Israel. Israel is the apple of his eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Church, will you pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Church, will you feed the hungry and clothe the naked? This is 2015, the year of paradox between evil and good, good and evil, light and darkness. That is what the Lord says today. Be ready, 2015. I need my glasses. Father, heal me by your stripes. I am healed. I am healed. Let me tell you about Shemitah. The importance of Shemitah, the seventh year. Periodically through the centuries, there's been Shemitahs. And every time there is evil, there is good. You know about the tetrades? There's been 4,500 years. The red blood moons. There's been evil. Spanish Inquisition killed hundreds of thousands of Jews, crucified them. But at some time, Marco Polo came and took the Jewish people to America. Hallelujah. Hello? Good and evil, always hand to hand, marching together. And today, you and I have the privilege to march with our Lord Jesus Christ, our King, side by side with him, on the right side of light, to make sure that darkness will be defeated in the year 2015. Amen? Amen! 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 Amen. Alive! Church, then there's been other threats, and I showed to you before about Israel becoming a nation. Supernaturally, what will never happen that in one day the nation of Israel will be rebirthed? Yes! Prophecy came to pass. Which one? I'll give you the scripture. You want it? Thank you, my brother. Keep lying while I'm looking. It's here. I have three. I'm sure I have three. Oh, yes, last page. Seven things that must happen before the return of the Lord. That's another part. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Knowledge, explosion, warning, red blood moons, nuclear great restoration, Exodus. Okay. Yes, rebirth of Israel. Isaiah 14, 1 to 2. Amos 9, 14 and 15. Zechariah 8, 6. That's only three of many, 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 many more. It talks about the rebirth of a nation that was nailed down, nothing left. We're born again. Hallelujah. Where was I? I'm still here. Shemitah. And the last four lot of stratites of a red blood moon will be on the 27th of September this year. Every 7 years. See, this year is a very specifically rare event. I call it astronomical rare event. Not only that we were going to have the four red blood moons, like there's been the last 5 centuries, but with that, this year, let me tell you, the last one was in 2008. 2008, what happened in 2008? The world economically, financial structure melt down on the 29th of September. Wall Street collapsed like never before. 2008, 28th of September, the financial world of Wall Street collapsed completely, and we're still trying to recover now. 2008. 8 years later, 2015. It'll be the year we also find the last two red blood moons, April and September. God does everything in segments and set times. Further, together with the red blood moon, there is a Shemitah year. Being in the first day of the new year, 2015. It is the Jewish new year, 2015, is on the first day. The last and fourth tetrad on 2015, there's going to be a total, as I said before, solar eclipse. Will be an historical moment for Israel, falling at the Jewish feast with the Shema year. There's going to be a correspondent year with a feast of trumpet, which is a feast of judgment. Feast of trumpet, new year, and Shemitah year. All those three and the Red Blood Moon, all those four things together, it's never happened. And this is an astronomical crisis event that's going to shake the whole world. Are you ready? Can you wave at me down the back, please? Thank you very much. I've shared this 12 months ago on the night meetings for 5 weeks. But the Lord, 2015, this year is specifically relevant because of all those Jewish events coming together in one time. The question is, what is going to happen? What is God going to do? Yes, one side we're going to be in an awakening of the church, a revival, a release of power, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, a release of a fresh new love, the church towards the poor, and a revival in Israel. When the Bible says in the book of Romans 11, all Israel shall what? Shall be saved. Amen? All of this is the side of light, of good. But on the side of darkness, God is going to expose the devil himself. And church, you better be ready. Am I ready? Not quite yet. I'll try to be. So, I need to read my scripture here. Did I read it? Yes, I did. I read it again. Book of Acts 2, verse 20. That same Joel 2, 26. Because this is actually a comparison of Joel 2, 26, 28. I will show miracles in the sky, on earth, blood, fire, thick smoke. People will be weary. People will be scared. The world will shake with fear. Supernatural event, 1/3 of the human population will perish on the beginning. That's just the beginning of pain. 1/3, the sun will be shaken. Then it says, say, before the overwhelming and glorious day of the Lord will come, then anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Family, 2015. As yes, the year of paradox between good and evil, between extreme of light and darkness. And I've just shared for the last, what's the time, by the way? I lost time. Okay, I got 5 minutes or so. To just, in my own words, share with you what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. You see? But I will not share that unless I identify with my own life. I've seen revival. I've seen many moves of God awakening in my last 30 years in over 50 countries. Not all of them, some of them. But what we're about to see today, 2015, is the year of victory. Again, says year. 15 represents victory. It's going to shake the world. The darkness will be exposed with light. And the light will prevail. And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come with His church at His own time, when He's ready. But we, the church Mishpoha, the family church in Hebrew name, Mishpoha, we will be ready for Him. Raise your hands if you want to be part of this last awakening. Most of you. For some of you that don't understand, I understand. But this is it. It is the beginning. 2015, the year of paradox between good and evil, the darkness and the light. Just a little warning. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need, you do, sir. Sir, that's all you need, love. Ma'am, all you need is love. Daniel, Hazel, all you need is love. Norma, all you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. All you need is love. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need today. Let's give God a clap offering today. Thank you, Jesus. Wave at me, wave of saints. I love you and I bless you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's all stand, please.